Hey, it's Permar filling in so that Adam Gold can watch golf or soccer and or both for the next couple days. Graham Hill producing the show. As we mentioned, there are cool local sporting events going on in North Carolina. Right now, they are both of them are centered near the Triangle, the soccer tournament over in Cary, the Corn Ferry Tour stop in Raleigh over at Raleigh Country Club. Another super cool sporting event took place in our state this past weekend. There was a little bit of rain for some of the events, but we did get a NASCAR All-Star race in at North Wilkesboro Speedway, which is something many people thought they would never see. Here to talk about that phenomenon from the NC Rabbit Hole, which you need to be following, subscribing. And if you can, be a paid subscriber, okay? Do the right thing. Check out NC Rabbit Hole and check him out on Twitter at Deftly Inane. It is the North Wilkesboro Speedway Whisperer, Jeremy Markovich. How are you doing, man?
I'm great. Hope you are.
All right. I am curious. Have you written about a subject more than the North Wilkesboro Speedway? And that sounds like a mocking question, but I think it's a very cool story, and it has given you reasons to continue writing about it. But I'm just curious, is this your most contented topic?
I think I have written about two subjects, if not more, at least that much.
Okay.
One was another weird magical thing, which was back in, I don't know, but like almost like to 10 years now, a couple of guys hanging around Charlotte were like, hey, you know what we ought to do? We ought to like make some full court press to change the Charlotte Bobcats name to the Hornets.
Oh.
And everybody's like, that's never going to happen. And then it did. So I wrote about that quite a bit back in the day. And there was also, if Charlotte, OG Charlotte folks will know, there used to be a restaurant there. It's actually still there, but in a different form called the Penguin.
Okay.
I covered that for some reason for like 10 years. In fact, I was getting calls like 2 years ago from people being like, have you heard about this thing that's happening over there now? And I'm like, what? I'm still on the beat. So I have written about a lot of things, but this is something that's been near and dear to my heart for like a decade now.
All right. A top three most covered story for Jeremy Markovich all time. So let's just start there. What you'd seen racing happen there because there had been a race there a little bit ago. I get my categories and names confused. You can keep me straight on that. But what felt different about a NASCAR All-Star race there than just seeing racing in general back at North Wilkesboro?
I think it was just like a stamp of legitimacy. Over the years, North Wilkesboro has just been empty. I mean, anybody who's driven by there, you know, up until recently, excuse me, has known that there's nothing going on there.
Yep.
And there have been attempts over the years to get things back. And the issue was always that you didn't really have the owner's approval, right? Like the owner for a very long time was Bruton Smith. Bruton Smith really didn't want to do anything there, so nothing happened there. And you had some people trying to make a go of it, but like in general, the short track racing business is a tough business to be in. So unless you have the owner of the track, someone with deep pockets who's interested in making it happen, it's probably not going to happen. And the thing that changed was he was really interested in making it happen. Marcus Smith really fell in love with sort of the possibility of that place. And anybody who's been there and was there back in the day and has been there for these races knows that it's a completely different experience that you get at any other kind of cup race, right? It's small. It's very intimate. You feel very close. And one of the things that the reporters and drivers that were there were saying was like, look, people here are super into it. Like at bigger tracks, sometimes like the driver introductions, people kind of ignore that. There, they were all in. They were all over, and they felt like they were right there in front of you, which literally they were. I was standing there, like the closeness to all of the racing there was another thing about it. So, I mean, it was just amazing to see what happened last August when, late models raced there and Dale Jr. raced there, and then just to watch all of the kind of the pageantry of NASCAR be there. It was a very surreal experience just to see that in that place.
It is Jeremy Markovich. Check out the NC Rabbit Hole. You can see a story he wrote, right afterwards. And I thought it was cool because it was kind of two parts. Like, I don't even know what to say, But also, you kind of threaded a pretty cool story in there that I'll let people go read. Of that, and you touched on some there, but I thought you summed it up kind of nicely at the end. My question in reading it, I got the impression of North Wilkesboro Speedway almost as a Cameron Indoor Stadium of NASCAR, where like Duke is the number one brand in college basketball, and there's no reason that if they wanted to, they could probably build a 40,000 seat stadium and sell at least 35,000 of them a lot of times, and many times sell it out and make a lot more money. But somebody wisely has said, wait a minute, we'd be giving up what it is, and then it wouldn't be the same if we, you know, went to 15 or 18 or 20,000 or whatever. Is it that kind of feel with North Wilkesboro? And do you think that's the atmosphere that they create and tout going forward?
I mean, I think it is. I mean, you don't have that closeness in some of the great races that you do have. I mean, like Daytona and the Indianapolis 500 that we just saw, even Charlotte's a great environment for a race, but it's, you know, those are gigantic, huge tracks. And there, the racing is obviously very, very different. Those are super speedways where the speeds are much higher and the strategy is a lot different. At North Wilkesboro, I mean, it's close. It's tough. It's tough on the drivers. You have to be a really good driver to win at North Wilkesboro. And if, as we saw, like, Kyle Larson figured it out. Like, he was the dude who got, like, oh yeah, he cracked the formula and he just mopped the floor with everybody. So you have that, and it's a different kind of racing. It's a different kind of feel. And I think one of the other interesting things about North Wilkesboro too is just a place is, you know, it's not like NASCAR has been sort of like has changed recently. I think everybody kind of looks back in the 90s and the big expansion and the era that closed places like North Wilkesboro and Rockingham as saying like, look, you know, NASCAR kind of got out over its skis a little bit too far. They went to markets that weren't traditionally racing markets, and they went to places that weren't all about racing and kind of got away from its roots. But it had been moving toward the super speedway era since the 60s. So it's not like that was a new phenomenon. What is new is a couple of things. One is that TV money is now much of a bigger part of the equation than just straight up ticket sales. Like back in the day, all of, you know, you had to sell tickets. That's how you made money. Now television makes a gigantic amount of money for not only the speedway, the NASCAR and its drivers, but also the tracks. And then something else that a really smart guy, Jim Utter, who writes for motorsports.com, told me was that the pandemic really changed the equation for things, because now you can't have, you know, at least initially, you couldn't have fans. And so what could you do if you went to a place where you weren't necessarily thinking like, how many people can I pack into this place? It allowed things like, you know, racing in the LA Coliseum. It kind of gave rise to things like having a dirt race at Bristol. And it said like, hey, you know what? We could actually make this work in North Wilkesboro. It's important that we get a lot of people in there, but if it looks good on TV and we're making money that way, why not do something that is objectively cool, like having a race at a heritage racetrack that has been literally dead for 25 years?
Very cool. Jeremy Markovich joining us. Check out the NC Rabbit Hole. A piece of this story that really spoke to me was somebody had to have enough money to sink some money into a thing that was going to take some money being sunk into it, and realizing that that's going to be the case. And the vision, though, is that maybe long term, it actually can be a profitable venture. And just in my own, you know, personal experience, that spoke to me at this time right now of trying to, you know, bring life to something that might cost you a little bit to get started. But more importantly, what is the next possible step for the Speedway? To me, it seems like, and I know I don't know the rules of who gets to pick where the All-Star race is, but like, why not do the All-Star race there every year? It seems like the perfect event. It's not quite, as we're seeing in other professional sports events, all-star things are kind of hard to hold a lot of attention, and drivers sometimes are like, I'd rather have more relaxing weeks. So you're keeping them close to Charlotte, where a lot of them live. It's more of a spectacle than an actual event that matters. Like I'd vote for make that the all-star. And then if you're a true NASCAR fan, maybe you don't go every year, but we're like, hey, we've never been to North Wilkesboro. That's an experience. Like, we got to do that one time. Is that a possibility, or what are the next options for the track?
Well, I think there's two sort of parallel things that they're looking at. One is when you talk about racing, you want to get all, you want to just bring more racing back to that facility. I think people are now kind of have fallen in love with the potential of that place. And so you're going to get a lot more of these like lower kind of minor league circuits, late models. You might maybe, you know, the truck race there was actually pretty good that I watched on that Saturday. You're going to get some more of that. And I think like to get that going, you know, there are some ideas for like Marcus Smith was asked, are they going to repave the track? Are they going to make, because the current surface they were racing on was from 1981. Like before the race, Petty and Waltrip were both like, you know what? Like we raced on this actual track. Like this is the same pavement that we raced on. Some of the drivers had kind of said, you know what? Like it makes it challenging. Like tire wear is really a big part of that. But green, maybe paving or doing a little bit of something there to make the racing a little better and improving that. They've already got the safety features in place. The infrastructure is already in place. Now maybe do some stuff that maybe makes the racing a little bit more exciting than it's been in the past. The other track that is there that I think everybody is very aware of, and if you talk to anybody, is that this place is going to have to exist as more than just a racetrack that you race at occasionally. You know, talking about holding that place as a concert venue, having events there, having all kinds of things there, car shows. The fact that it's back open and it's going to be like a working venue again, that means that you can kind of, any idea, the sky's the limit. I mean, Terry Parsons, who was really one of the many people in Wilkes County who pushed very hard to make this happen, to get racing back and to get the track back open again, has said that they, you know, she told me a while back that they have enough ideas to do things at the track for the next 2 to 3 years. So it's not just racing.
Yeah.
It's going to be all kinds of stuff that's coming there. And it's going to be exciting to see what they do there because, again, you know, not everybody's a race fan. Even in Wilkes County, people love racing there, but it's maybe you don't like racing, but you might go see a concert there. Or yeah. You might go see a car show. There's the sky's the limit there. And now that they have this great venue there, they just get to figure out what to do with it. It's kind of a great problem to have.
My final question for Jeremy Markovich, when you and Ryan McGee get together, I noticed you name checked Utter and Gluck. No Ryan McGee love in your story. I'm very disappointed about that, but
I am too.
But when you and McGee get together and write the book about North Wilkesboro Speedway, what's it going to be called?
Oh man. It's like, I don't know, like the strange afterlife of a Scooby-Doo racetrack that came back to life. Like
we're gonna have to work on that, Jeremy. We're gonna have to work on that.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for this.
I know, I shouldn't have put you on the spot because you will come up with a good one. It's hard when you're doing it live on radio, but I know.
I looked for McGee. I couldn't find him. I found Gluck. I found Utter. I found Stephen Wilson.
Okay, I'll put this on McGee. Where were you, McGee? Was he at SEC meetings or something? Following around Nick Saban for a quote. No, we'll see.
That man gets around. He did not get around to finding me at the track, but that's okay. I was trying to find him. We'll cross paths and get a better book title for you soon.
Yeah, excellent. Jeremy Markovich, check out the NC Rabbit Hole. Do the right thing. Be a paid subscriber to support his great work. He tells some awesome stories in North Carolina, oftentimes colliding with sports because we have a great sports history. Jeremy, thanks so much for the time, man. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me.
The new Chevy Silverado HD puts you in command. Own strength with its enhanced available Duramax 6.6-liter turbo diesel V8. Own the lake with its available advanced towing technology. And own technology with an available 13.4-inch diagonal touchscreen. The new Chevy Silverado HD. Own work, own play, own life. Learn more at Chevy.com. Find new roads. Chevrolet.